Fighters, today I want to talk to you about how to be coached successfully. You know, a lot of people join coaching programs. They follow mentors online. They read books, listen to podcasts, whatever. You're getting coached. You're seeking knowledge because you want to get better. What you don't want to do is consume a bunch of information, pay for a coaching course, go to an event, whatever it might be, however you want to define coaching mentorship. First thing, you don't want to waste your time and you don't want to waste your money. If you are just consuming information and not doing anything with it, if you're not a good student, if you're not a good player on the team and the coach is giving you guidance and direction, you're not going to get better. So you're not going to get what you want. So I want to share a few of my thoughts on things that have worked for me and successful people that I've known that continue to get coached and have multiple coaches and been parts of different programs or might be reading a book or whatever, like I said. All right, I want to share some things with you that will help you take advantage of your coaching opportunities. And the first, you guys, is you need to remember why you started. A lot of times we don't go back to the very beginning of why we started our business in the first place. What was it that we're after? What is that vision of our life, our bank account, our relationships, our health, whatever area you're getting coached in? If we're not continually revisiting why we started, what's important to us, we're not going to take it seriously. And that's first and foremost something that I try to look at every day and remember why I started this, why I went into business, why I hired my coaches. Okay, because it was to get me from here to somewhere that I'm not. And then when I get to that space, there's going to be a new present here and a new level of where I want to go. And if you lose sight of why this is important to you, you're going to half-ass this, and that's not good for you or anybody else. Second thing is, any good coach or program that's out there is going to have a map, a methodology that they teach you on, they train you on, they coach you on, that they encourage you to follow. Far too many times, I mean, think about the last time that maybe you read a book and in the book it said, do this exercise. Do you actually call a timeout, stop reading the book and go do this exercise that the book says? This is an example of not following the map. You must follow the map if you're going to spend your time, money, energy, focus with a coach in any way, shape, or form. Follow the damn map. If you don't follow the map, you're not going to get there. If I went to the gym and my personal trainer said to me, hey, listen, this is the calories, here's your macros for the day, and here's the workout routine. If I don't follow the map, I'm not going to get the maximum benefits from that coaching relationship. Next, I want to talk about just the mindset of being a sponge, absorbing and being open to different ways of thinking. In fact, when people join our Battleground program, we challenge them to think differently and to look at a problem in a new way, whether it's sales, marketing, what you charge for your projects, any of those types of things. And one of the things that we tell them when they're hesitant to implement these things and be open to a new way of thinking is we say, tell you what, implement the map to a T and prove us wrong. Prove that it doesn't work. And 100% of the time they come back and they're like, man, I tried to prove your ass wrong on this whole sales process and it actually works. Thanks for pushing me. So you need to be open to different ways of thinking. This next one's really important. You must apply the concepts that you're learning over time. Be patient with the results. Be urgent about what you can control today, what you can implement today, but be patient for the results. Because like anything that's good, it's going to take some time to create some momentum, to compound in the right direction. It's like the bamboo tree. You plant a bamboo seed and you see nothing for like 5 years. But in that fifth year, within a matter of 6 or 8 weeks, it shoots up to like 80 feet. Because underneath the surface, it's growing. The root system is being fed, you know, from water and sunlight or whatever the heck it is, right? I'm not a scientist, okay? You get the point. So apply it over time and be patient with the results. Be patient and keep working the process. Trust the process. There's a reason that the person or the community or the group that you're a part of is in business doing what they're doing, it's because they get results for people. They help people, but you don't get those results if you don't play the long game. Now, certainly there's always some low-hanging fruit in a business, so you can expect some quick wins in certain areas, but the big wins that you want are going to be the accumulation of you just getting up to the plate every day, taking care of your business and hitting base hits. Very rarely are you going to hit a home run right out of the gate. Next, if the community, if the coaching program or mentorship program that you're a part of has a community, lean on the community. All right. There are a lot of people in communities that are winning at a high level, and maybe they're a lap or two ahead of you in a certain area of the business. Lean on them, pick their brains. Again, be open to different ways of thinking and don't be a wallflower. All right. Especially if you're paying for this stuff, you guys. All right. If you're paying, then get involved. Follow the map, all the things I said before. Get involved with the community. Lean on the group. This is huge. In fact, I would say this is part of the secret sauce to what we have going on inside of Battleground. Obviously, I'm biased for our own program, as I should be, like you should be biased for your own product, service, or company that you run. Fighters, Battleground is open. I know a lot of you are on the wait list. We only open it up a couple times a year. Listen, if you are a contractor who wants to live at a higher level, then I encourage you to go to the link, thecontractorfight.com/AI, and take part in the best coaching available for home improvement contractors on planet Earth. Now, here's the thing. Registration closes at 11:59 p.m. on May 31st, 2023. So go to thecontractorfight.com/AI and jump in to this group today. Now, some of you might be going, why is it /AI? That's because in the month of June, we are doing some bonus training the whole month of June, 5 in-depth training calls on how a contractor can use AI to become more efficient, more profitable, and all that blah, blah, blah good stuff. ContractorFight.com/AI. I'll see you inside. This one's a fun one. All right. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. A lot of people come into a community coaching relationship, whether it be one-on-one, group, they go to a workshop, you fill in the blank, and they think they're special. They think their situation is special and it's unique and nobody understands me and all that other bullshit. All right, guys, you're not special. There are very simple, whatever you're getting coached on, there are very simple concepts. There might be some tweaks within those concepts to move you closer to success based on your unique situation, but you're not special. You're not exempt from the foundational truths that have proven the coaching program or the mentorship that you're seeking. There are proven concepts that work over time, and that's why they coach on those things. All right. A lot of people, for example, come into the Contractor Fight Battleground program and they think, oh, because of the area I live in and the cost of living and my competitors and you know, other factors that they can't price their work and sell their work for a 50% gross profit. And that's just bullshit. You're not special. The problem is you need to level up your skills. And it starts with how you think. You have to, again, be open to the fact that, hey, if other people are doing this, then it's probably possible that I could do this too. And so I'm going to push aside my ego and go, you know what? I'm not special. I'm going to trust the process. Next, I want you to learn to ask better questions. So, for example, somebody might post in our group, hey guys, I'm struggling. I got to grow my business. What do you recommend? That's a very vague question. Be specific with what's going on in your business. Specific questions. Tell us what's worked, what's not worked. Hey, I need to grow my business. I've tried this for marketing. I've tried this for marketing. I have plenty of leads that are not qualified leads. What am I missing here? You know, if you guys could wave a magic wand and wake up tomorrow morning and give me one piece of advice that would help me attract an ideal client, what would that look like? Ask a better question, ask a specific question of your coach or mentor, and you're going to get a better answer. All right, guys, I got a couple more here. Hopefully this is helping you. All right. Learn the grow methodology. Now, inside the Contractor Fight, when we coach people individually, we use, there's a coaching methodology that I did not create, but I've adopted for many years. It's called GROW, G-R-O-W. And it's It's a it could be used as a self-coaching model as well. So for example, the G stands for goal. What is the goal of the question that I'm about to ask? All right. So back to, I want to grow my business. The example I just gave a minute ago that was very broad. Okay. Well, what would growing my business look like specifically? Put my crosshairs on that objective that I'm after. Get clear on the absolute goal of your coaching session. So if you have an hour with your coach, if you're on a group call and it's open coaching like we have inside of Battleground, and you have an opportunity to ask me a question, be clear, number one, on the goal. So at the end of this 5-10 1-hour interaction that we're about to have, what are you hoping to accomplish? Start with that. The R stands for, what is your current reality? R for reality. Meaning, what have I done to improve this situation? What have I done to work towards that goal that I say that I want? Okay. What's the current reality? See, this keeps us out of la la land. It keeps us from being emotional about things, and it just gets to the fact. The O stands for options. Okay. So based on where I want to go, based on the reality of what I've been doing, okay, now what are some options in front of me that I could implement? And once you line up those options, you'll bring it down to, okay, I think this is the thing that I need to, you know, pull the trigger on. I need to take action on this. And then the W is a two-part W here. It's what will you do and when will you do it? Without that accountability, you're going to be stuck in the mud. So learn to use the grow coaching model with yourself. All right. Next one here, guys, be open. No bullshit. Tell the truth. All right. The more you hide in the shadows from your coach or mentorship group, the less impact you're going to have in a positive way to get what you want later on. When I coach somebody, I need to understand the whole context of what's going on. So be open. And part of being open is owning it. Like, own your crap. Like, you know what? I've known what to do. I should have done this. The last time we had this damn call, you challenged me to do it. I said, this is what I was going to will do. And this is when I will do it. And I didn't do it. So that's on me. And my reply back to that person would be something along the lines of, okay, well, what do you think your next move is now? I need to just go back to what I already committed to doing. And I need to do that. And I need to dial my shit in. All right. Along with this, guys, is having the attitude of, I'm going to take this back to back to my football days when I was a player and the coach said, you need to take your first step at this angle and hand placement here on the opponent or whatever it might be, whatever the direction is. The only fucking reply that came out of my mouth was, yes, coach. And I do it. My coaches now that I work with, when they tell me to do something, my reply is, yes, coach. See, this is about being open. This is about being open to a new way of thinking, because a coach, a good mentor or a coach, they're seeing things that you're not seeing. They've been where you are. They've struggled with what you've struggled. And I know you can all relate to this, because if you have kids, especially, you're like telling your kid one thing and they're fucking arguing with you all the time, right? And you're like, dude, will you just trust me? One of my kids, you know, I had a strong conversation with him a few months ago, and I'm like, would it be okay if I shared with you what I would do in your situation? And he's like, okay. And I share with him and he proceeds to argue with me. And I called a timeout. I said, wait. Let's just back up a minute here. And I got tough on him. I said, let's look at your fucking history of how, what decisions you've been making recently and how they're working out for you. Because I recommended this for this situation. I recommended this for this situation you were in. I recommended this for this situation you're in. And you did your own fucking thing every time. How did that work out for you? And his reply was, okay, good point. All right. So yes, coach, do what you're fucking coached to do. I'm going to reiterate this as we close this out today. Play with patient urgency. Stack the wins every day. Be patient with the results. Trust the process. That balance of patience and urgency. Urgent with what I have control over today. There's no better time than right now to do the things that you know you need to do that are going to move you closer to the goals that you have. However, be patient. Don't lose heart, because big wins take time. I shared the bamboo thing. All right. You look at every, a lot of you guys probably listen to Andy Frisella. He talks all the time. I've been in business for 24 years or whatever the hell it was. And he'll tell you that he really didn't start crushing it probably until about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. He was successful, but the levels that you want are going to take time. Guys, hopefully this helps you, whether you're consuming things like we have here on the podcast, or you're reading a book, or you're in a coaching relationship with Here in the Fight or with somebody else. I encourage you to work on yourself being somebody who is really coachable. Listen, if you want to learn more about what we have going on in the Contractor Fight, I encourage you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground. If you're looking for some fanatical attention and an amazing roadmap to your next level of success, I'm out.